Buyers are always drawn to Bidadari HDB flat, not just because they are newer, but because they offer a rare balance between modern convenience, location, green living, and long-term value. And all these come at a price point that actually feel justifiable when compared with older HDB flats in the same area and nearby resale condominiums. Today, let's take a closer look at their price point. Now, I know many people will say, wow, crazy ah, paying $1 million for a HDB flat. Well, I mean, everything has gone up, and that include food, car, as well as property prices. Whether it is sustainable or not, we leave that aside for now. Let's take a look at the numbers. So far, a typical 3-room flat in Bidadari is fetching between $800,000 to $930,000, which work out to an average of about $1,148 per square feet. For a 4-room flat, transaction range from $1 million to $1.248 million, or roughly $1,118 per square feet. At this junction, are they worth buying? Hold on, I know what you're thinking about. Take an older 4-room resale flat in nearby Potong Pasir. The most recent one was recently sold for $790,000. It measures 106 square meter, or about 692 per square feet, and it has a remaining lease of 57 years. If we prorate this back to match a newer flat in Bidadari with 94 years remaining, the adjusted cost would be around $1.3 million, or about $1,142 per square feet. In other words, whether you are buying an older flat in Potong Pasir or the newer one in Bidadari, the price per square feet is roughly the same. That means Bidadari HDB flats are not overpriced. In fact, they are priced fairly for what they have to offer. Now, let's compare to a nearby resale condo, say Park Colonial. It's a 99 years leasehold project that comes with 91 years remaining. The last transaction, a 1-bedroom unit, was recently sold for $1.1 million. Or a massive 2,377 per square feet. That's almost double the price of a Bidadari HDB flat. Hence, from a space and value standpoint, it clearly makes more sense to buy a HDB flat, provided you meet the eligibility condition. You get more space, lower maintenance fees, higher liquidity, and all the practical advantage that come with public housing. Lucky or not, $1 million HDB flats are here to stay, as more BTO projects reach their minimum occupation period. More homeowners will cash out, and there will always be eager buyers waiting in line. So, what do you think? Will you pay $1 million for a Bidadari HDB flat? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below.